With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Households across the country will start receiving 2020 census instructions in the mail this week. The census only happens once every 10 years, but historically, many people in Monterey County don't fill it out. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
According to data from the last count, Monterey County is predicted to have a non-response rate of almost 28%. That means many areas are at extremely high risk of not being counted. Because federal funding is tied to these census counts, these areas are at risk of losing thousands of dollars for everything from schools to Medi-Cal. The undercount population is largely rural, immigrant, or low income. And local census officials say the way you reach these communities matters.
If you have someone that looks like you and that you know well in your community that's portraying this message, you'll be more likely to participate in the census.
That's Erica Matadamas, a program officer at the Community Foundation for Monterey County, which has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to prevent an undercount. The Trump administration tried to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census, but that was struck down by the courts.
You know, even though the immigration question is not going to be included on it, we fear that the damage may have already been done.
Matadamas worries this will stop people from taking part. This year, the census will be online, raising another challenge.
That makes it hard for a lot of our rural communities that may not have access to digital broadband.
Still, she hopes the county's grassroots approach will give people confidence to fill out the 2020 census. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.